Hey, Mark, will you put down that shade? I don't want Wilson to know about the surprise party.
You won't believe who just RSVP'd. Albert Einstein's nephew. Corky.
Corky Einstein?
Yeah,
he and Wilson went to sleepaway camp together.
But let's not forget the most important guest at this birthday party.
Wilson's niece.
Oh, yeah, her too. But the 53 Studebaker she's driving down here.
That was Wilson's dad's car.
His mom is going to sell it. I convinced her to give it to Wilson instead. It's a fabulous idea, I think.
And that's his birthday present to Wilson. He's going to fix it all up.
You know, maybe if I click my heels together, I can get back to Kansas before dinner.
That's a really good idea.
Is Wilson's mom coming?
No, no, she couldn't make it. She's in Nebraska chasing twisters.
Hey, everybody,
I got the photo.
Ooh, I can't wait to see this picture of Wilson as a little boy.
There's a Studebaker!
Hey, will you just not drool over the Studebaker and spend a couple minutes being polite to Wilson's niece?
All right, I'll wait.
Hi, I'm Willow.
Hi, I'm Jill. It is so nice to meet you. Come on in, meet the family. This is
No, wait, let me guess. I'm picking up a vibe here. Brad, Randy, Mark. And judging by the scent of Pennzoil, you must be Tim.
It's 10W30 all weather.
Take your bag.
Willow Wilson, that's a cool name.
Yeah, my full name is Willow Branch Leaf Wilson. But I pruned it back.
Can I get you anything?
No, that's all right. I had a butterscotch rice cake in the car.
Eating in the classic Studebaker? I'll get the crumbs out of there with my car back.
Wilson's told us so much about you. He said that you were, a German philosophy major?
Yes. It was a great stepping stone to the work I do now.
What do you do now?
Give massages.
Very cool.
I'll get it.
So, what exactly is the connection between German philosophy and massage?
Read a little Nietzsche and see how tense you get.
Hold on a minute, just a minute. Willow, it's for you.
Oh, yeah, I gave your number to a few people. Is it David, Felipe, or Cameron?
Is it David, Felipe, or Cameron? Okay, settle down. Sergey.
I don't want to talk to him. He's an insensitive egomaniac who refuses to share his feelings.
She won't talk to you because you're a guy. Hey, Wilson.
Yeah?
Could you come over and help me with the hot rod for a couple minutes? Well, the boys can't. They're being punished. So is Jill. Just take a minute, please. Okay, great. He'll be here in a couple minutes, everybody.
My relationship with Sergey was outwardly passionate, but inwardly cold. I'm sure you've been in relationships like that.
Tons. Brr.
Wilson's coming!
Willow, come, hide out in the garage. Okay.
Duck down the car, and when you pop up, don't block Wilson's view of the dashboard.
Hey, Wilson. Hey, you gotta watch your step, because we've had a little electrical problem.
How badly was Tim hurt?
Surprise!
Oh my gosh, look at all these people! Quirky Einstein from bunk 7! I can't believe all of you did this for me.
Oh, Wilson, you mean so much to me and to all, everybody in this room.
Oh, thank you, Jill. Hey, Wilson, come with me. I got a great surprise for you in the garage. Come on.
Happy birthday, Wilson!
Oh, will you surprise me?
All right, come here.
Oh, my. It's a 53 Studebaker.
It's a 53 Studebaker Commander. V8 engine, automatic tranny.
Kim, this is my father's car.
Happy birthday, Wilson.
How did you get it here?
I drove it. Surprise, Uncle Wilson.
Willow. Oh, Willow, what a perfect present.
When do we knock out the bumps and fix the electrical system?
No, I was talking about my niece. It has been so long since I've been around family. It is so good to see you.
It's great to see you too, Uncle Wilson.
Yeah. Let's take a ride in the car.
Well, maybe later. Right now, I've got to catch up with my long-lost niece.
What about the long-lost car?
Taking time out from your psychiatry practice. Did you have a good time?
I'm not sure. I'll go home, analyze myself, and get back to you.
My mom and dad were hippies. They split up right after I was born. For a while, I lived with my mom in Berkeley, and then my dad in Kathmandu. I was moving all the time.
Yeah, I know what that's like. My dad was an army colonel. We were always moving around to different bases.
Probably some of the ones my mom tried to shut down.
Probably. Mm-hmm. So where do you live now?
Right now I'm staying with friends in Chicago, but it's just another temporary stop. I'd love to be able to put down roots somewhere. You're lucky to be able to have such a nice family. I bet it feels great to be grounded.
Yeah, especially when Tim's doing electrical work.
All right, guys, finish with the dishes. Who wants to go stare at the Studebaker with me?
No, thanks.
Pass. I think I'd rather do the dishes again.
Excuse me, Jill. I need to go call the airport about my flight to Chicago. I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh,
great punch. Great presents. Great party. Oh, Jill, it was so hard to say goodbye.
Well, you know, maybe you shouldn't say goodbye to everybody.
What do you mean?
I was just talking to Willow, and she really wants to sit down roots somewhere, and I know this guy who lives alone and could probably use some company.
Well, I don't think she and Al would get along together.
Honey, I'm talking about you.
Well, Jill, nothing would make me happier than to have Willow move in with me, but why would a vibrant young woman want to live with her middle-aged uncle?
Wilson, you are not some old fogey. You're fun, and you're family to her.
Well, I got a flight first thing in the morning. You mind taking the airport, Uncle Wilson?
Well, not at all, unless you'd like to stay in Detroit for a while. With me.
Wow, that's really nice. I don't know what to say.
Yes, it'd be good.
You know, I've got tons of space. I could clear out my tiki room.
The tiki room, that is a great room. And the parrot that lives in there now just doesn't appreciate it.
I should warn you, I'm not the easiest person to live with. I keep very odd hours, and I'm a little eccentric.
So is the parrot.
Well, I'd be willing if you would. What do you say?
Tell Polly to pack her bags.
Yeah. All right. Willow, let's go for a ride in the Studebaker.
Well, I can't talk about the Studebaker right now. Willow's moving in, and I've got to get her settled.
What? Willow's moving in? It took a lot of work to get the Studebaker here. Now he wants to spend time with his niece?
Tim, I know it sounds ridiculous, but, you know, to some people, family is more important than cars.
Well, immediate family, sure. But Willow is just his brother's daughter. The Studebaker is his father's car.
You should be happy for Wilson. He's finally got some family in his life.
Well, finally, what am I, a smoked chub? Where'd he get the idea he needed family anyway?
Jill, Uncle Wilson said it was you who suggested that I stay with him. I just wanted to thank you.
So it was you all along. that's really hitting me below the belt. I'll tell you that right now.
Hi there, welcome back to Tool Time, and our special guest, classic car collector, George Sparky Anderson.
Now, Sparky, you've been restoring automobiles for 30 years. How are classic cars different from modern cars?
They're older, Al. I mean, gotta be at least 25 years old to be a classic car, right, Tim?
That's right.
And they don't have the features, cruise control, anti-lock brakes, airbags.
They drive like trucks. Sometimes they get worse mileage and they're harder on the environment.
Then why would anyone want a classic car?
Because they're cool.
I mean, these aren't just vehicles, Al. These are works of art. I mean, Tim, what would you rather own? A Buick or a Botticelli?
A Buick. It's hard to get Italian parts.
You're right, Tim. You're right. In order to demonstrate, I brought along a video that shows some of my favorite classic automobiles.
I need the video monitor, please.
Here you are, Tim.
Thank you, Heidi. Let's take a look.
Oh, look at that beauty. 48 Olds coupe. 4,000 pounds of Detroit steel storming down the street.
Boy, reminds me of Al's mom looking for a smorgasbord, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, if I was to buy a classic car, you know what it would be?
What, Al?
An Alfa Romeo.
Moving right along here, that's a 55 Chevy Bel Air, isn't it?
Oh, look at that grill. She almost looks like she's smiling at you.
I tell you, the first time I was in the backseat of one of those, I was smiling.
You were with a girl.
No, I was just happy to be in the backseat.
Well, you know, I was just kidding about the Alfa Romeo. What I'd really like is a Cadillac Eldorado. Or maybe an Al Camino. How about a Mercedes 280 SL?
Well, let's move on to the next car, Tim. Before we do that, let me ask you a question. Let's say a guy bends over backwards to give another guy a 53 Studebaker Commander.
Oh, I love that car.
Good design it is. And that same guy offered to restore it for the first guy.
I love that guy.
That's right. And then the second guy has a distant relative show up, let's say a niece. Who are you spending time with, the niece or the car?
Oh, please, Tim. Isn't it obvious?
It is to me, but tell the audience.
I'd spend time with the niece. Nothing more important than family, right, Tim?
Yes, exactly my point. Of course it was. We'll be back with more questions and answers after these messages.
Binford is proud to welcome our new sponsor, Saginaw Cheese.
Cheese, it's good!
What smells?
It's Brad. What have you been doing, rolling around in carpet freshener?
It's my new scent, patchouli. I happen to know Willow likes it, and I'm gonna ask her to go to the coffee house with me.
Better ask for a table outside.
So what makes you think she's gonna wanna go to a coffee house with you?
Because after a guy like Sergey, she's gonna want a man that makes her feel secure and centered.
Like a high school junior who reeks?
Maybe I should wash some of this stuff off. I'm starting to feel a little dizzy.
Hi, guys! Ah, oh, thanks for vacuuming.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
You know, there's a guy on Tool Time this morning that shares your point of view.
That all watermelons should be seedless?
No, but spending time with one's niece is as important as spending time with one's classic car.
Oh, well, duh. Wilson is having such a good time with Willow being here. They've been going to museums and poetry readings. Last night, they went to the Estonian Comedy Festival.
Yes, they're famous for their comedy over there.
I am Jurgi. Welcome to the show. I stayed at a hotel so small, my goat had to sleep standing up. But I kid.
Now, Willow, she's just like the daughter that Wilson never had. You know, it's the best thing that ever happened to him.
He's out in his yard. I'm gonna go talk to him. I'm gonna tell him there's no rush to fix up that Studebaker. I'm ready whenever he's ready. Hey, Wilson?
He's out getting his costume for the Renaissance fair we're going to tonight.
Hi, Willow. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, so did the Ethiopian puppet show and karaoke night at the VFW.
I've been to the VFW thing with him, yeah. Nothing quite like two retired admirals singing Muskrat Love.
Well, maybe next time you can go in my place. I'm, going back to Chicago tomorrow.
Oh. What's Wilson think about that?
He doesn't know yet. I figured I'd wait till after the Renaissance fair to tell him. I'm afraid bad news might affect his jousting.
What happened? You guys were having so much fun together.
We were at first, but now I'm feeling smothered. He wants to be with me every minute of every day. It's too much for me.
Well, have you tried talking to him about it?
No, it wouldn't do any good. Men in my family are very controlling.
Well, it doesn't seem right to skip out on the guy, though.
I don't think I have a choice. I believe it's the Bhagavad Gita that says a bird can only soar if the sky has no bounds.
Oh, yeah, I can see it, yeah.
I'm sure you can understand how being so confined invalidates me, how it negates the very core of my being.
Oh, yes, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The heart goes.
See, you do understand.
Oh, yeah, perfectly.
Why can't Uncle Wilson be like you? You know, you take in everything, and then with a wise, knowing grunt, you convey your empathy.
Well, it's just something I do naturally, yeah. I like that.
If only every man was as evolved as you.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, isn't it? Yes,
yeah,
it is,
yeah.
Hey, you're not gonna believe this. I'm evolved. And, Willow is gonna leave.
Oh my God, she's leaving? Wilson's gonna be crushed.
I tried to talk her out of it. All she did was quote from Inagata Devita. I tried to.
Heidi, hither and yon, good neighbors, how fare ye this glorious eve?
How fare we? We fare fine. How fare ye?
Well, Tim, I've got an hour to kill before the Renaissance fair. How would you like to go in and show me the finer points of the Studebaker?
Oh, great idea. I've always said that there's nothing better for companionship than a car.
When have you ever said that?
Tim, why don't you take Wilson in the garage and show him how fulfilling his life will be now that he's going to be sharing it with a classic automobile.
Gotcha. Come hither. We will repair to my repair shop.
Very, sire. Lead on, McTim.
There she is. This Studebaker by your side, you'll never be lonely.
Yes, when we get it all fixed up, Willow and I can go on trips together.
Well, you could. But this particular model Studebaker runs a lot better with just one person in it.
You know, Tim, you and Jill have been acting strangely. Something very odd is going on around here.
You know, a lot of guys couldn't get away with that codpiece look. And you? Fantastic.
There's something you're trying to tell me. What is it?
It's none of my business. You should talk to Willow about it.
Willow?
She's kind of unhappy.
That's all there is?
She feels like you're smothering her.
That's it?
I think she wants to leave.
Leave?
Hi, how do you like my costume? Going as Mrs. Gutenberg.
I've never seen a lovelier Bible printer's wife.
Uncle Wilson, what's wrong? Tim, did you say something to him?
I didn't mean to. He was fiddling with his codpiece and just popped out. Let me rephrase that.
I'm sorry, Uncle Wilson. I don't know how to put this. But there's this quote from Joseph Conrad.
The fat guy who played Cannon.
No, the novelist. He said, "We live as we dream."
alone.
Yes, and as the French essayist Montaigne said, in solitude alone can man know true freedom.
You know what's interesting? When you speak real slow like that, French sounds a lot like English.
So you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And Willow, even though I want you to live your own life, there's something that I have to say.
What's that?
I really want you to consider the words of the Bible. He who is alone and falleth
hath not another to help him up. Ecclesiastes.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Martin, comma, Dean.
Willow, I'm sorry I smothered you, but I'm just kind of new with this family thing.
So am I. I'm just not used to this much attention.
Willow, I'd like you to stay.
Maybe we should give this another chance.
And if you need any advice, I'm right over the fence.
Yes. You know, Tim's a very wise man.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Let's say you're working on your classic car in your own garage.
You're all hot and sweaty and you need instant refreshment.
What do you reach for?
Cheese!
Oh, but not just any cheese.
Saginaw cheese. Cheese, it's good.